is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report on Getting Elections Right and Hope for Online Registration Potential. The Pew Charitable Trust has an elections initiative that's been looking at election administration in the states over recent cycles. They began by looking at 2008 and 2010, and most recently released a report on 2012, comparing both presidential elections. I won't lie to you, it's very dry reading, and given the contentiousness about elections these days, there's little question that they made it deliberately boring. But in talking on Wade's World on KBF to Sean Green, the research director who put the pieces together for Pew, we couldn't help but uncover some interesting nuggets, some of which provide hope for the future. One caveat to keep in mind is that many of the anti-democratic voter suppression laws passed in recent years did not go into effect during the period of the study. That's still a horror that awaits us. Nonetheless, the Pew report found that for most states, election performance improved around the country based on the 17 criteria they examined. That doesn't mean that Florida still didn't have an average 45-minute wait for voters, the worst in the country, but it does mean that their wait was somewhat shorter than it was. Gee whiz. Neither does the report disguise the fact that Georgia, Texas, and Arkansas all did worse as election tinkering in those states increases. When it came to finding reasons to hope for the future, Green underscored one finding he found promising, which was the increasing number of states allowing voter registration via the internet. Between 2008 and 2012, the number of states with such provisions increased from only 2 to 13. Initially, in talking to Green, I scoffed at the fact that in poorer cities in the South, the lack of internet access canceled out some of the potential benefits from such a provision, potentially increasing the gap between potential lower-income voters and higher-income constituents with internet access. While conceding the point, Green helpfully remarked that online registration significantly eased the process of third-party registration. Bam! I got it then. The problems that plagued some of Acorn's large-scale registration efforts would be eliminated if registrars were immediately able to register new voters online, where there would be no accuracy issues and no blowback from Mickey Mouse jokers. Looking later at the website for the National Conference of State Legislators, it appears the up-to-the-minute tally on states with full or partial online registration is growing rapidly. Their count was 16 states had approved online registration through April 2014, with another 4 making 20 states having passed the legislation, and another 6 simply waiting to enact, making 26. Unfortunately, the table that followed didn't add up to 26, but was still stuck at 24, so let's not quibble. We're almost covering half of the country, which means a direct outreach online enabled registration program could be huge, effective, and involve less organizational and reputational risk. The states are a hodgepodge, but include some battleground states at some level, including Missouri, Ohio, New Mexico, Arizona, Minnesota, Indiana, Virginia, Colorado, Maryland, and others. They're light on the South, but Louisiana and South Carolina are on the list. Georgia and West Virginia are coming on soon, and while looking for the list, I found that even Mississippi is debating making the switch, largely because it's cheaper. But hey, any port in a storm. Of course, you won't find Texas, Florida, and Pennsylvania on this list yet, but Green and the Pew team are right. There's hope if there were ways and means to scale up an effort with these tools in place. And an iPad with a computer air card in hand, you could do some damage in getting more folks registered of all incomes and persuasions. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.